Now let's come back to the question which stands as the title of our talk today. The Buddha, man or Superman? And before dealing with that, let's just refer back very briefly to yesterday's chart, where we saw that there were four stages of evolution, which we described, as we saw a few minutes ago, as the subhuman stage, as the human stage, the superhuman stage, and the transhuman stage. Now, the Buddha represents, according to Buddhist tradition and according to our chart, the climax of the fourth stage, the climax of the transhuman stage, not even the superhuman, but the transhuman stage. So the Buddha is neither human, in a sense, nor superhuman, but just fully enlightened. But at the same time, we must recollect, we must remember, that the higher does not exclude the lower. A superhuman being is still human, and an enlightened being is still superhuman and human. The higher includes the lower. The Buddha is a man, but at the same time he's more than a man, not just a man as we are, but man plus, as it were, a superman, but more than a superman. And we find that in the scriptures, in the Buddhist scriptures, especially the Pali texts, they mention quite a number of times the contemporary conception in India of what was called the Mahapurusa, the great man, or the superman. And there's a full description of him in a sutta called the Mahapurusha Lakana Sutta, the sutta of the characteristics of the superman. And in Buddhist literature, there are said to be 32 major and 84 minor signs or characteristics of the superman. And these quite clearly embody the highest contemporary aesthetic and cultural and religious ideals. And it's quite clear that the Brahmins of the Buddha's day regarded him as Mahapurusa, as superman, as embodying this highest aesthetic, cultural and religious ideal that had been attained in India so far. And this is very significant because it shows, it reveals, that the Buddha did not, as it were, bypass human perfection, even physical perfection, but incorporated it into the higher perfection, the higher dimension of enlightenment. We speak of human beings as distinct from animals, but really, humanity does not exclude the animal sight. It includes it, but it includes it in subordination to the truly human. We've all got an animal side to our nature. We may be very, very human indeed. We might have developed all our human characteristics and functions and qualities and attitudes. But we do it not so much by rejecting the animal, but by including and integrating the animal into the human. So in the same way, just as we, as human beings, include and integrate the animal, so Buddhahood includes and integrates the human side, subordinate to the enlightened personality.